Now, it's very important, I believe, to take a multivitamin and mineral. And there are various reasons why, which I talk about in all these different recordings. But this article I've been reading really shows just how important it is. And it's been published in a journal which is, let me get the right name of it, it's the FASEB Journal. And that stands for the Journal of the Federation of the American Societies for Experimental Biology. So they're obviously an eminent society. And in the June 2011 issue, Dr. Bruce Ames and Dr. Joyce McCann of California's Children's Hospital, Oakland Research Institute, revealed why modest deficiencies of any vitamin or mineral can increase the incidence of age-related disease. So as we get older, we all tend to think, yes, we're going to get diseases, but actually, no, that's not the case. What we're learning is that if we have good levels of vitamins and minerals coming into our body, this has an effect on our body that then it reduces the incidence of these age-related diseases. So back earlier this year, Dr. Ames wrote about his hypothesis, which was that the human body evolved so that it would allocate scarce minerals, micronutrients, vitamins and minerals for the short-term survival or reproductive function rather than put them aside for long-term or protective health, which makes sense really because as cavemen and women we didn't live very long, and in the cruelty of nature, if you like, you could say that once we finished our reproductive times, nature doesn't really have much use for us. So from an evolutionary point of view, it wasn't viable for the body to hang on to vitamins and minerals. So what this means is that as you go into vitamin deficiency, it results in increasing damage to the tissues and it elevates your risk of disease. So what he's looked at in this current review is the effect of selenium deficiencies and on 12 or 25 are what are known as selenoproteins. Now these are proteins in the body that are dependent on getting selenium into the body. Certain number of these are considered essential and certain are considered non-essential. But what doctors McCann and Ames found is that even having a modest selenium deficiency results in the loss of the non-essential selenoprotein activities. And so some of the mutations that occurred were discovered to result in characteristics that occur in common with diseases of aging. So he says here, the same set of age-related diseases and conditions, including cancer, heart disease and immune dysfunction, are prospectively associated with modest selenium deficiency and also with genetic dysfunction of non-essential selenoproteins, suggesting that selenium deficiency could be a causal factor, a possibility strengthened by mechanistic evidence. And the author concludes, modest selenium deficiency is common in many parts of the world. Optimal intake could prevent future disease. Now, you've got a few sort of buzzwords and scientific terms in there, but essentially what they're saying is that as we age, our physical requirement for selenium doesn't go down. It's just that our body maybe doesn't have the ability programmed into it to make the best use of selenium that it did when we were younger. So this paper should really settle any debate about the importance of taking a good complete multivitamin and mineral, and it just shows that taking one that contains selenium is a really good way to prevent deficiencies that over time can cause harm in ways that we're only really just beginning to understand.